Here's a reminder that the Middle East is hardly the only scene of conflict in the world. Colombia has been fighting a battle against Marxist rebels for 42 years. And that South American nation now has the highest number of landmine victims in the world. The landmines killed or maimed 1,100 people in the last year. Just 7 years ago, there were only about 50 casualties. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports on one rehab center in the middle of a mine-laden region that is doing all it can to help civilian victims to heal.
Children scramble along the corridors of the Jesus of Nazareth home here in Bucaramanga in northeast Colombia. But the backdrop is painful. One boy, just 7, lost his leg at the hip. Another boy, age 11, had much of his face blown off. Monica Ardila is just 10 years old. She lost her eyesight and her arm. She was walking home from school last year when she stepped on a landmine in a small town not far from Bucaramanga. Her brother ran for help. It has taken months of therapy, but now she's playing again with other kids. Monica is holding hands with a staffer at the home when we meet. She's bashful at first, but she smiles and admits she's not sad anymore. Then she sings me a children's song, a ditty about a trucker who travels all over Colombia and knows no fear. Psychologists say landmine victims are usually despondent. But in Colombia's relentless conflict, this home, part rehab center, part shelter, provides hope for mangled bodies and broken spirits. Landmines cover nearly all of Colombia, usually laid by guerrillas to stop army offensives. Most victims are soldiers. They're sent to well-run government rehab centers. When civilians are maimed, they go to hospitals. There's nothing else in Colombia like the Jesus of Nazareth home. It is a private, nonprofit, solely focused on poor farmers mutilated by landmines. Up to 35 victims live here. One recently arrived resident is Oscar Izquierdo. He was fixing up an old house in a war-torn state far from here. The guerrillas had booby-trapped it to target soldiers. He lost a leg.
This is the life I have now, learning how to walk again. I have to take those first steps.
We take a tour along a hallway, then up the stairs. On the third floor is a dormitory filled with bunk beds. Men who've lost limbs loll here, listening to music. Izquierdo says it is time to rest. But those who come to the home must work if they want to recover. It is often uncomfortable, even painful. Nurses spend their days cleaning stumps with disinfectant. Marcela Miranda is a no-nonsense physical therapist. Miranda stands over Hugo Ruiz, who lost his right leg. She peppers him with questions. Where was his leg amputated? Did he have any therapy? She asks if he's taken antibiotics. He's had almost no care, he tells her. He will now have therapy every day. Her job is largely to make sure painful, still tender stumps are ready for prosthetic legs. Those prosthetics are made down the street in a small factory run by Hugo Gamboa. His business has been churning them out. They are simple, made from a durable polymer that lasts. The victims, after all, want to return to their fields.
These prosthetics can last 10 to 15 years. You make them reinforced because you can't be changing them for the patient all the time. In terms of quality, the material is guaranteed.
The mind must also be healed. And at the home, mind victims are encouraged to take up hobbies they never would have dreamed of. Some are weaving, others, blind now, are learning to read Braille. Javier Payares paints. Years ago, he lost an eye and his hands when he reached down to pick up what looked like a pipe on the ranch where he worked. Now he holds a paintbrush between two stumps. He paints horses, flowers, the kinds of bucolic scenes he rarely sees anymore. He admits to having once felt life was not worth living.
I lost my hands, my sight, but I didn't lose my brain. I don't try to remember the things that happened in the past. The past is the past.
Payares says he now sees a future. At the home, that's the whole point. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Bucaramanga, Colombia.